Blog Talk Radio.
Jag är hebré från Sverige och jag älskar min straightway-stam och mina systrar.
Finland.
Olen hebrealainen Suomesta ja rakastan straightway-heimoani ja siskojani.
Israel.
Ani Ivriam Israel, ohevet et shevet straightway ve'achyotai.
Trinidad.
I am a Hebrew from Trinidad and Tobago. I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Puerto Rico.
Soy hebrea de Puerto Rico. Y amo a la tribu de Straightway, y también a mis hermanas.
Philippines.
Usa ko ka Hebreo gikan sa Cebu, Philippines. Gihigugman ako ang pamilya sa Straightway. Labi na ang mga igsuon ako nga babae.
Australia.
I am a Hebrew from Australia, and I love my Straightway tribe and sisters.
Japan.
私は日本からのヘブライ人です。私はストレイウェイ族と私の姉妹が大好きです。
Canada?
I am a Hebrew from Canada, and I love my straightway tribe and sisters.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Greetings. Bless you all in the victorious name of Jesus the Christ, the reason we live, move, and breathe, and the reason why we know each other. Hallelujah. We just celebrated a feast of Passover. We're going to talk about it tonight. Please call in. Please call in, share your experience. Let's do a recap. Let's top off Lion's Den. Huh? Let's make a better show tonight than Lion's Den. You know that's a hard one to beat, right? But they recapped, and it was good. Did y'all hear it? Yes, from the background. Let me get a big hallelujah from my audience.
Hallelujah!
Yes, I have an audience in the house, and Sakina has posted the number for you all. Please, the number tonight is 310- 972-422-4226. Press 1 if you want to share something. It could be anything. Anything at all. And thanks for the 10s. Thanks for the chat room. Mother Jennifer's with me tonight. Let's jump to Georgia. Mother, shalom.
Shalom, Sister Ashley. Blessings to you. Blessings to the daughters of Zion. I pray everyone can hear me well. I hear you loud and clear. It's awesome to be able to come together for the feast. It was great seeing everyone, and I look forward to hearing the testimonies and experiences tonight. Sister Ashley?
Praise y'all. If I reached out to you privately and I asked you to call in, and if you're able, you can go ahead and get in the queue as soon as you're available, as soon as you're able. If you're settled down, your children are settled down, and you're able to call in, go ahead and do that now. You can light up. All I did was reach out to maybe 4, 5, 6 people and ask them to call in, share their experience from completely different aspects, you know, different stories, hitting it from different angles. And then if you call in, we'll just slow the show until the call stops, okay? Tonight, again, it's 310-982-4226. Press 1. Thank you to everyone who brought themselves to the feast. Thank you for those who traveled. Thank you for those who anticipated weeks and weeks and months to even get here. Thank you for those who came with the hopes of seeing and meeting someone, hugging someone. Thank you to the mature audience that's been here many times, continuing to grow and labor with us, those who are becoming and are our family. Thank you for those. Thank you to the Most High for adopting anyone into our family and them having their first-time experience here. I want to give a thank you to the Renew My Temple Challenge participants, as well as leaders, the women and Pastor Corey that were over that. Kansas City produced that during the dead season. It was 20 weeks of working out together, sharing what they were eating, and really a problem and solution team. 45 days until the Feast of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Thank you for those who brought your offerings. Thank you for those who are praying for one another and praying for our leadership and the brothers and sisters, the brethren of this ministry. Thank you to those who gave with the Be a Blessing. We didn't run out of anything at all. A couple of items we thought we would, but we made it all the way through. And as Mother Jennifer's personal goal for us has always been to leave more in the storage and on the shelves than what we had previously. For many items, that is the case. Hallelujah. I pray that you enjoyed the meals. There's a lot of planning and logistics to go into it. I pray that you all learned something. I hope that you were able to hug someone and genuinely develop relationships, you know, share numbers, whatever your husband allowed. So tonight, let's pass over a recap. I got the phone calls lining up already, but I'm going to you first, Mother Jennifer. Just something off the top that you would like to share, something that you loved, maybe something that was different. I got to give a shout out to the granola team. I had raves, personal raves, many, many people saying that they really enjoyed it. I love the granola this year. Share something, and then we'll go to the phone calls.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. On top of just seeing everyone come together, you know, the fact that we are invited to Yah's Feast, it is really a joy for me to be able to just look out and see all the homesteads and the communities and the fellowships come together. And just, you know, everyone is in the right place in servitude, and just really being able to come together and serve the people is an awesome thing for me. To be able to continue to see the same people over and over again really is a blessing to me. It's not something that I take lightly because there are a lot of people that we did not see. So, you know, the ones that we do continue to see, the ones that continue to serve regardless of, you know, how tired you may be or what have you, it really is a beautiful thing to just look out and see the maturity and servitude amongst the women and the sisters. So also it's a blessing every single time just to see everything that Straightway Tennessee puts into planning for so many people. I couldn't imagine the logistics and everything that takes place behind the scenes. I could not possibly imagine, but I just wanted to thank Straightway Tennessee for everything that you all do. Thank you so much for opening your home to us every single feast and even the times in between the feasts. Thank you for just loving us enough and showing us what true hospitality really is. We truly learned it from you all. From every meal that is cooked, every person that is served, we have learned it from you all. So without you, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you, Straightway Tennessee. Blessings to our shepherd, Pastor Dow, his family. And that's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Praise Yah. May 28th is Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. You'll find it in the word May 28th. If you're celebrating with us, we will take your call, and we will add up our totals to be able to be hospitable and feed you as well. So that's what we have coming up. Another shout-out, a few shout-outs in the chat room to the Granola team. I'm going to take these phone calls in exact order, and I don't have your names typed in, so you're going to be a surprise when I pull each one of you up. No one knows who's calling in tonight. And then anyone else who's added to the list that I didn't personally shout out today, I don't even know you're calling. So that'll be a good surprise for me. 400 pounds of oats, I think, was the minimal that was used in the beginning. Why I'm sharing this is because if you could visualize a team of three sisters, maybe four sisters here on the land, Jordan leading it, and Giselle and Tammy being a part of it, and 400 pounds of oats, and you add the honey, and you do the multiplying for the vanilla and the berries and the raisins and the chocolate and the vanilla or the oil, anything that went into it, and they did this week after week until they had it all bagged up into many, many, many gallon-sized bags, and then they served every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then they made homemade rice milk and oat milk. That was nice to have. And almond milk, I think, was one of the top picks for most saints who chose from the milk selection this year. And it was delicious from the chat room. Hallelujah. And shout out, greetings to Straightway Canada. Hallelujah. Yes, Stephen says, I wanted to say shalom to our dear sisters. Hope you all had a good rest out of the big feast. Yes, we kicked off today some of our cleaning in the tabernacle and the chow hall, and I got to give a thank you on behalf of everyone here. For the last two feasts, our facilities have been deep cleaned at the end of the feast by other communities, and every community did amazing. So they deep cleaned the porch, the kitchen, the tabernacle, grounds clean up. I think some of the brothers helped with that, the chow hall, the shower houses. Like, these things were really, really kept or cleaned up very well. So when we went in today to clean up the tabernacle and the chow hall, it's just like normal business. We do that every week together, all the sisters on the land. We gather every single week and clean up those two facilities. So thank you to every community. Literally, thank you. It takes a huge burden off of us. All right, so we're going to phone calls without further ado, as they say. Area code 562, you're live on Sister to Sister. Shalom. Who are we speaking to?
Shalom. This is Nanette from California.
Nanette from California. Big bless you from my audience, please.
Bless you, Sister Nanette. I love you.
Hallelujah. Sister Heidi is out shouting everyone who was in unison just to give you a big hug all the way from Tennessee. You made it home safe, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. I came home.
Hallelujah. All right, so talk to me. What's on your heart? I reached out to you. I said, call, let us know. Was there anything that you should have thought of or would have said on the video? Maybe you were even surprised that Pastor filmed you guys. Like, wow, I'm, you know, we're being interviewed here in the middle of the land. I don't know. Talk to us and share something.
Oh, yes, ma'am. There was so much after thinking about it that words can't even describe, like, how it feels to be on the land versus on the other side of the, you know, the computer screen or the TV screen, experiencing Straightway. But what can you say to a ministry that has completely a lot, like, just saved? Like, I was literally on my way to hell. So what do you say? So much I would have loved to say, but in the short little time, but y'all had already prepared what I would have said, so that was the biggest thing that I saw was the book. I saw people doing and being obedient putting Yah first in everything, literally everything that we did, from the cooks who cooked, from the cleaners who cleaned, for those who prepared the land to the tabernacle, like just the reverence of, you know, honoring Yah in this time, to honoring his people, and just from everything, it was just so fantastic. And Sister Ahava posted a verse on Sisters United that I'm just going to read. It's Deuteronomy 10:21. He is your praise and he is your Elohim who has done for you these great and awesome deeds which your eyes have seen. And that's really like our experience, my master's household's experience at the feast. Like we saw these things. We saw, you know, people getting delivered, people, miracles happening, people speaking in tongues, people being prayed for, people, you know, receiving healing and, you know, receiving answers. I remember the very first Shabbat that we were there during worship, I had prayed very specific things, and Pastor Yah used Pastor to answer my prayers and to make me, you know, feel like, no, this is where I have you. You're here. Don't second doubt it. Don't listen to the thoughts that might be that. But there's so much that was so beautiful about that feast. I can literally go on, but I wrote like three things down that I wanted to make sure that I hit. The people who prepared us to go there and to be there, from, you know, Elder Becker saying yes to the people who prepared our place there, to Sister Heidi making sure that, you know, we had things that, you know, we weren't sure. We're from California. This is the first time that we've ever been to the land. To Granny Diane, who just allowed us to walk around and just show us just the different parts of the land. To my master's household, making sure that, you know, we were all prepared, to making sure that that happened, to the fellowship groups that we have, the people who welcomed us, because, you know, we're new. And so when we were cleaning or serving or doing anything, they welcomed us as if, and I understand that we are family, but that it's not just a word. We're not just family in word, but family, like really family, you know? So let's see, what else? Mother Carol saying, she's like, yep, we're just regular people. And you know, we're obedient to Yah. And to Pastor Corey's message of tracing the lines, which is so, I don't know, there's so much. The humbleness, listening to Mother Jennifer really explain the details that goes into what the servers are thinking about when they're serving in the chow hall or for dinner or for breakfast or anything. Everything was so well orchestrated. I guess the only thing that I would say is, we came with great expectation, and Yah met us and exceeded it beyond measure.
I agree, and I just see the appreciation all over your family, and for the hours of washing dishes that you and your daughter, it's very appreciated. Don't lose your first moment, you know, when expectations that you have for anyone aren't met, or when the devil speaks, et cetera. Just stand with Yah. Don't forget your first love. Tell Elijah I said shalom. He popped over in the yard halfway through the feast with a frog to give to Moshe and pushed Yah over on a swing in the backyard. Just impeccable character. When I look at your family, your children, and some of the other children, that's really where my heart is with the children of this ministry. And I can't help but to glorify the Father for his work in them, for their meekness, their godliness, and their nature. I meditate a lot on childlike nature, so I appreciate your example. Hallelujah. Greet your husband for us. Thank you for your call, Mother Jennifer. Anything to say?
Bless you, Sister Nanette. It was such a pleasure and an honor to be able to meet you. I'm so happy that you were allowed to experience the love of Straightway. It's something that you never, ever forget. And we look forward to seeing you again. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have a good night. Thanks for calling.
Shalom.
Shalom. Next one, let's go to area code 336. Area code 336, you're live on Sister to Sister. Shalom, who are we speaking to?
Bless you, Sister Ashley. Bless you, Mother Jennifer. This is Sister Brittany.
Hey, Sister Brittany.
Bless you.
And my audience says, bless you.
Bless you, Sister Brittany.
Yes. Hey, listen, Brittany, why did I ask you to call? For many reasons, but I start talking to Brittany like pre-feast, and she's an off-lander. I almost said outsider. You're an outsider. You're an off-lander, and you travel with, you know, I reach out to you like, hey, bring this, print this, make this, let's
right.
make that, and you do it for me, but I reached out to you just to, you know, you share your heart, but don't forget to share some of the behind-the-scenes things that you experience, what you do for Yah at the feast. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. First, I would just like to praise the Father for giving me a heart to serve him at his feast. And one thing before the feast that I was meditating on was the word capacity, that the Father has given me a greater capacity to serve him and that I can do more for him. And that's really what happened at this feast. So you asked me to kind of call in and share some things before the feast and then what I was doing at the feast. So before the feast, it was printing name signs, you know, for the leadership so they can sit in their seats in the tabernacle for their wives and also in the chow hall. Also, running the leftover team, that was big. This feast, I was in the kitchen most days, not every day, but most days after each meal, after breakfast and after dinner, with a team of sisters, putting away the food from the day's meal if there was anything left over. I was also helping out with snacks. When the sister over a snack, Sister Tamika, when she may not have been on the land. Let's see, I think I served desserts for 3 days, two Shabbats and then one day where we had other desserts that needed to be, you know, eaten by the saints. Let's see, I'm trying to think what else I did. Washing dishes, helping in the dining hall, helping sisters with deliverance, helping prepare breakfast for one meal, staying up late to wash dishes. You know, I remember there was one night where Sister Nanette, who just called in, and her daughter, they were in the kitchen late. They were the only two, I think, that came back to wash dishes. And myself and Sister Pandy, who also helps with leftovers, we were there completing our task. But, you know, you can't leave them with all of those dishes to wash. By themselves, being new on the land. I think we stayed there until maybe 10 or 10:30 at night, just making sure that everything was washed, everything dried, everything put away. I'm trying to think what else I did, Sister Ashley. Also, I think helping out with just a chore that wasn't on the chore chart, washing tables in the dining hall, putting down chairs, helping with that for a couple of days. And I think that's about it. I'm sure I've forgotten something, but I think that's all I can think of.
Hallelujah. Just making yourself available is another one, because I know that everything
right.
else fits
right.
in that category. So we have a print team on Polo, which is sisters who, you know, especially the Regis sisters who print for us. They print out the chore list. We got a snack team this year. Tamika was very instrumental in calling everyone up and organizing those who would, you know, bring or need things or just be the teams at night. Of course, y'all know we have the granola team. We have a water team. The water team is led by Deacon Bell, but it is for Deacon Samuel was a big part of it this year, and always Brother Ron there in Clarksville, Tennessee, brings pallets of water as well as like 5-gallon jugs of water, and there's more names to mention because Angelica's instrumental too. The laundry team, Jordan ran the laundry team. Big shout out to you, Sister Diane. Didn't want you forgotten tonight. We have the Chow Hall cleanup crew that, this is pretty cool because Erica Perez and her team really are, they just set the standard in a lot of ways, and they have to live up to however I push them up front too, right, Erica? All the pressure that I put by calling your name, you guys have to live up to it. And so her team takes down the dishes every night that they're here for 8 nights in a row. They take down all the dishes. They, like, you know, gather up the snack items. Their brothers haul it down. It's late at night. They wash them up. They take care of a snack when they're here. You have the Tabernacle Cleanup Crew, which was the hub only once, and Nashville took it from there. And you have Pandy, who's a whole team and herself, with Charmaine and Marshayla and Amazia and whoever may have helped her. And so, Brittany, don't go anywhere because I got Pandy coming up to the mic. Come on, Sister Pandy, make your debut to Sister Show.
Shalom,
know me.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Bless you all praises to the Most High. Y'all bless you, Sister Brittany. It was a pleasure working alongside you for the leftover teams. I appreciate your communication, your guidance, your leadership, and just like the awesome, awesome accountability. Big shout out to Josh and all the brothers, the truck team who carried the food up and down, up and down, up and down the hill. The big old Cambros, definitely giving a shout out to Dallas, who did the snack leftovers every night. So that's all I got. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Pandy, don't go anywhere just for a second so I can praise the Most High through you. Your initiative and your foresight is extremely appreciated. The life that you live, to come from nothing, to be something in Yah, to push past standards, to push past any labels, to just be a mom, have your family restored. I've seen you really, really grow, Pandy, and I give the Most High Yah all the glory. You were there late night. You were sending polos at midnight. You was washing dishes when, I don't know, when you had dish hands. You know, you already had dish hands, doing dishes on top of dish hands. But thank you so much. Bless the Most High Yah in you for
praise
serving the saints. Praise Yah.
Yes.
You too, Amazia. If your mom gets praised, you get it too, daughter. Hallelujah. Yes, Sister Diera's listening tonight. Let's see, Sister Dorothy King's listening tonight. We saw some of these faces. Bless you all the way there in Kenya. And, yes, Malia, Mahalia. There's many more names. Praise Yah. All right, Sister Brittany, after talking
yes,
with Pandy, before I let you go, is there anything else that popped up? Anything you want to say?
Oh, one thing that I would love to say is that I really do appreciate the sisterhood that has been developed with those of us who are kind of in the kitchen, kind of behind the scenes, really helping each other. You know, in the world, you know, people will say, hey, that's not my job. That's not my job description. You know, that's on you to figure it out. But one thing that I really saw from those sisters, myself and Pandy, and bless you to Sister Tanasa, Sister Liz, Sister Jamie, Sister Lucia, the Kentucky East sisters running the reefer team, is that everybody helped each other. You know, if I saw my sister needing help, if I saw she had so many things to do, sis, how can I help you? Let me carry that for you, making myself available to be a servant. And I really do appreciate seeing that in the sisters.
Praise Yah. Thank you so much for that. Mother Jennifer, any words?
Yes, ma'am. It just really goes to show that there's no job that is a small job. I was really seeing that this feast, you know, the things that people might not really think about or consider when they look at it. But if that one job that you might consider small, if that's missed, you'll definitely notice it. So thank you so much, Sister Brittany, for just filling in the gaps and just for everything that you have done and you continue to do for the feast. Sister Ashley?
Yes, hallelujah. We're letting you go. Brittany, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, and we're moving on to the next caller.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Just a faithful servant, been here for years. Hey, let's hear a song really quick. I don't know if you caught the new official Goshen Hits Volume 1, but we're going to hear one. Let's take a music break. We're going to play it because it comes straight from us. I got to say us, but from Goshen. So big shout out and praise to the Most High for everyone there at Goshen that was a part of this. Hallelujah. And maybe we'll play it a few times tonight so y'all can learn these words. This is beautiful.
Yahweh, have mercy. strong self-esteem of your righteousness. Make me hear your joy, so my broken bones may rejoice. Place your truth inside me, purge me with worship and wash me.
Thanks for tuning in. We're talking about Passover. We're recapping and giving praise where praise is due. Always all glory to the Most High. Yeah. Mother Jennifer, I want to let you go because maybe there's somebody in Georgia that you'll go drag into the show. Maybe you'll ask them to call in. I don't know. But you're free to listen in, Mother Jennifer. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's perfectly fine. And I just want to thank all the sisters that are calling in with their testimonies, and I look forward to sitting back and listening. Bless you all. Shalom.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. She might find someone right there in Georgia. Who knows? They can call in tonight. All right, we're going to area code 925. Always step away from your computer. Y'all know the deal. Step away from your computer. Let's hear who it is. 925, you're live. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Ashley. It's Sister Tanasa.
Shalom, Tanasa. Praise Yah. Hey, you've heard the show so far, right?
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Let me tell everyone the reason why I contacted Tanasa, and I also reached out to Lucia if she calls in tonight too. But she's the refrigerator truck lead, team lead, and it's a huge responsibility. We have a refrigerator truck team group on Polo. And we have a daily inventory list that is filled to constantly communicate with me or anyone who's in desire of the things that are on that inventory list. And it just goes so smooth since you've taken it and you've, I don't know, you just mastered it every year. And I know every year you learn something, and every year you probably say, I'm going to do this next time. But you guys are only like a team of maybe four women. I'll stop talking and let you talk, but please talk to us a little bit about that and anything else on your mind.
You know, Sister Ashley, first I just have to say thank you to Granny Diane and to Sister Candace Gorman, who ran the reefer truck for many, many years, you know, and laid the foundation. Because truly, you know, we're just building on the foundation that they had come before us to, you know, to plant, to have there. So I have to just give honor to honors due. To Granny for doing it for many years, and to Sister Candace Gorman, just for being examples when the Father first, you know, brought this to my attention, and you and Granny Diane, I just want to say thank you to them for just for being the examples and setting it from the gate.
Crazy.
But the reefer, the reefer is such a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to run for the Father's feast. And for his people and for his Messiahs to come before him. It's always on our hearts and our minds to do things in a spirit of love, servitude, and excellence to him first. And just to know that Yah is watching. It is our heart's desire to please him and to help his sons and his daughters and his desires to just be in a place of no worries, of just enjoyment and honor, and keeping him at the front and foremost of their hearts and our minds. So with saying that, that is our goal in running the reefer and making sure that the caterers, that's what, you know, the reefer team call all the wonderful communities that come together to cook for Yah and his people. We just want to make sure that they have everything they need in the refrigerator at hand for them to just have their hearts and their minds at ease to cook for Yah and his people. So that is our main focus, no matter what time of night or what time of day that a need may arise. We're on call 24 hours.
That's it, y'all. Our refrigerator truck team is on call 24 hours. And so it's, you know, let the leftovers cool down, let the leftover team packed away. It's bringing something to the wee hours of the morning or whatever's needed from the kitchen. So the Polo group is like, you know, only a few hours of the midnight that maybe we're not even talking. And so there's, I don't know, maybe 50 women on the refrigerator truck group, but there's only a few of you guys that ran it. And you split it with Lucia and Candace this year from Kentucky. And it's a full-time job. Like, it's a big, huge responsibility. It's a lot of moving, a lot of lifting, and a long walk. Not as long as it used to be, but I just want to say thank you. I want to acknowledge everyone there at the House of Unity. Thank you for your meal. Thank you to Brother Rashawn for really doing a great job with the beef, with the ribs, everything. Thank y'all so much.
Sister Ashley, it's an honor and a privilege, and I want to say thank you to Sister Brittany and just her servitude and willingness to sit and see how we can do better and keeping getting the leftovers cooled off and stored properly to go into the reefer and to come back out. She's done an amazing job just with the leftovers in a timely manner. Tremendous. Sister Pandy, again, these sisters have already, you know, been up already. I just want to say thank you, Sister Pandy, for your presence. Just, you know, just even being there just brought, you know, some good shalom. Like, okay, you know, Pandy, she has really good ideas. Like you said, Sister Ashley, foresight to make things happen. But I also wanted to acknowledge the serving team up the hill. Especially Sister Selena, who, as we're serving, like you mentioned, Sister Ashley, We're 24 hours, and then I'm gonna have to get to Sister Louisa and the other reefer team. But Sister Selena and being able to go and you know, for our families and for the brothers to go and get their to go plates prepared and set aside, you know, for us. She did such an excellent job, and just the servers, period, up the hill. For those of us who are working, you know, we still have to go up and get what we need for our community. And just the care that the team did. But I do have to say Sister Selena stood out to me, because no matter how many plates, you know, I came for her, for the sisters working down the hill to, you know, grab their plates, she did it, and it was, her presentation was nice. He really took care, as well as going swiftly. And I just want to say thank you to Georgia for them serving the way that they do, and just making sure that we could get our to-go plates down to our communities and to the families and to the other sisters that were still down there chopping, that were in the kitchen, that couldn't come up to get their meals. Just thank you for that. I sincerely appreciate you.
Hey, right now we got Deira saying, Jesus, them ribs. Okay, that was April 10th ribs. Let's get a praise for them ribs. Look, they're already in the back shouting hallelujah. And then Nanette says, Sister Deira and them sweet potatoes. Hallelujah. So the chat room is blowing up with your April 10th meal, so it won't be forgotten. Goshi cooked with a lot of love. I love the curry from Nashville, and I got a lot of positive feedback from everyone's meal. There was nothing that was done without love. Nothing lacked. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Back to you, Tanasa, to wrap it up. Anything on your mind?
Sister, the KY Reefer Truck team, Sister Louisa, Sister D, Sister Candace, I just want to say thank you. Sister Louisa, thank you so much for just the questions that you asked, your willingness to serve and to mirror, you know, what was put down before it to honor the Father in the way that we run the reefer. You know, it was truly when you know that someone has your heart and has your mind or want to know your mind to follow and continuing the same standard with no left to right, but just knowing that she's there for the Father and just picking up and the team going. This was our first year sharing and having another team, and I would say, you know, it was one team. It wasn't another team. It was just one team and a continuous flow. So, Sister Louisa, I just want to say thank you so much for your servitude and your love to the Father at his feast and for our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Bless your master's household and bless the saints there at Kentucky.
Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for making yourself available. Hugs to the House of Unity. Liz, thank you so much. The sisters there. Tanasa, have a great night and a good weekend.
Bless you. Shalom. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Shalom. You know, Clarksville, Ron and Tomas Clarksville, they only came or were, they traveled here for the Passover service, but they also traveled here for the Shabbat, and they're just 2 hours away. And they didn't stay or tent the entire time. But if you know anything about us and Clarksville relationship, we're going to ask them to do something if we find out they're coming. Oh, you're going to be here for a few hours? Great. You're going to do this. They don't get much of a break. So I want to give them a thank you, huge thank you for the standard that they have. But they cooked the spaghetti. They supplied the spaghetti. They bought it, made it, brought it, heated it, served it. So thank you. And to Steve Regis's Clarksville group, because there are three homes, the second one I'm referring to now, Esther and those sisters at Steve's home, they cooked early. They sent a whole meal knowing that they would not be able to heat it up or to serve it, but they brought it with them, and it was the Asian meal, and I want to say thank you because it took a lot of time, love and care, packaging, labeling, proper freezing and thawing and shifting and moving. It took a lot. So we conversated a lot about that behind the scenes, too. Mom Muncie was a house guest for me this time. She's at our home every once in a while or has been for the past few feasts, and she's a great house guest. You know, she, even at her age, she'll wash dishes. She'll just do anything to stay out of the way of the constant flow of traffic or people in need of the bathroom. It's like she's not even there. Keeps her room tidy, keeps the bathroom tidy, very nurturing to the children, also very, you know, expecting like a grandma would be, teaching them, you know, talking to me, helping me with them, just teaching me the ways that she was taught when she grew up, just being truly a grandmother, and I appreciate that because I don't have my mother in my life, and I don't have currently a woman as a grandmother to my children, so she would be the one at this time that is, you know, pouring into me or helping me at all, and, you know, big shout-out to all of you who have one in your life, whether it's a natural, biological one, right, Dorothy? Big difference when grandma comes around, and hallelujah for, I don't know, for y'all building a family, you know, but thank you, Mama Z, for being such a great house guest. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May the Most High Yah bless you, and always tell her I never know when the last time is that you're going to stay with the Bills, so I just want to cherish those moments, and I've always had great house guests. Deacon gives me the expectations that he wants for me with the house guest, and for her, he wants me to chauffeur her around, make sure she's always taken care of, pick her up, drop her off, make it as easy for her as possible. So thank you to Deacon Bill. All right, next phone call. Got it. I almost forgot. Mother, you're not with me. Hallelujah. No need to go to Mother. She's listening behind the scenes. Mother Jennifer, bless you. Area code 405. You're live. Shalom and greetings. Who am I speaking to?
Shalom. Shalom, shalom, Sister Lucia.
Lucia, shalom.
Many, many blessings.
Many, many blessings, as you say, beloved. Hallelujah. Talk to me, Lucia. You've heard the show. Talk to me. What's on your mind? I know what you do behind the scenes. I don't know if anyone else does, but go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, first of all, I would like to give all praises and honor to the Father, hallelujah, for giving me a heart to really love to serve, you know, his people. Also, I'd like to thank my husband, my master, for always encouraging and pushing me to serve with my, you know, with my 100, give your 100, he always says. So, yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you're a woman of few words. I want to say, though, maybe we haven't talked about, you know, much spiritual things on the show yet because we've just been talking a lot about serving, which is the Father's will when we come together anyway. But we had a great conversation. I appreciate your time. And for those who was able to, you know, get with me, find me, come over, you know, spend some time with some of you. And I believe I got to everyone who desired to either meet me, see me, or hear from me. And you were one of them. And we just had a nice talk. Diana, Kaya, everyone, as we sat in the grass, bless y'all, just had a great time. But I appreciate the spark and the fire that you have for the Father. You're a great example for other sisters to follow because at this current time, you are dedicated and addicted to the ministry and servant of the saints. And you are just, I don't know, really motivating, really vibrant in your spirit. You know, I praise the Father for that because we can't do that of our own selves, you know. But the way that you communicated with love and serve behind the scenes for the reefer truck, took it right over from the House of Unity and from Tanasa and you and Candace. Big shout out to her as well. She's just willing to do the work, and she has done it many times in many years. So thank y'all so much. Please don't hold back on anything that you would like to say. If you want to encourage everybody, even spiritually, if you want to just speak on the Father, the Ruach, or whatever he's doing in your life.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. Well, I want to say it was an honor, and it's always been an honor to serve at every feast. This feast was a double honor because, you know, this is the first time we've taken over the reefer team. So I want to thank Sister Tanasa, House of Unity, Sister Liz, Sister Jamie for their faithfulness. And I was able to glean off of that and take what I did learn when we got to shadow them. So that was awesome, and it was easy to take over. You know, it wasn't complicated. They made it so easy for us to turn over, and I'm grateful for that, to House of Unity for that. I want to thank my team as well, too. I know the sisters that couldn't be here. I bless you. I know in heart they were here with us serving as well. Sister Candace, I bless you for staying in there and just being a fighter. Hallelujah. Sister Deira and Sister Shay as well, too. Even to those who couldn't help, I want to give a shout-out to all the sisters who stayed behind and held down the fort at the land at KYE. Blessings to each one of you. I also want to thank Teacher Greg, Deacon Gorman, Elder Mitchell. You know, there were times when we needed a hand because there was so much to take back and forth. So it was like, okay, in this time I had to, you know, I was thinking, okay, we can use the brothers. So, you know, they were there, like always there, willing to help, you know, even in allowing us to use the truck to move a lot of this stuff. Because it is, it's a lot. And then, like Sister Tanasa said, it's a 24-hour shifting. But it's the amazing part is, you know, being able, it's there's so much love in me to want to serve, and I know that all comes from the Father, and I thank him for that, and I thank all my sisters. I thank you. I thank Mother, you know, the example, Mother Jennifer, Mother Carol. You know, you guys show this example of how to love to serve Yah's people, and I try to take that, and I run with it as much as I can, and thank the Father for allowing me to do that as well. This feast here, you know, it is an amazing feast because, you know, it actually helped me to overcome my flesh even the more so serving on the reefer team. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also thankful to all the cooks for, you know, being patient and, you know, being very helpful, you know, because it was our turnover, first time doing it as well. Sister Brittany, she is amazing, always on it, you know, with leftovers. Sister Pandy. There's so many. I know there's so many, but I can't remember all, but I love y'all so much, and I thank y'all so much. And I agree with Sister Brittany when she did speak on how the servitude was. You know, the sisters, you know, one thing I've learned about servitude is a selfish act of indenturing yourself to another. And I saw that even when it wasn't yours to do, you stepped in and did. Sister Lynette, you know, your daughter, y'all have such a beautiful spirit and a serving spirit. You know, I saw that and I love that. Even my sister, Sister Carell, I saw that in her. You know, I always see that in her, and I love that. And I, you know, that's a one of the fruits I love to eat off of her tree. So I'm grateful. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, so many people to shout out. Diane had remembered and said, don't forget to shout out to South Carolina, North Carolina for the Passover cleanup. You know, they were small. A number, you know, not many sisters for South Carolina specifically, and they even pulled a breakfast, North Carolina. Thank you. You know, you brought the pancake mix. You did the unleavened bread pizzas that everyone loved. For the Passover cleanup specifically, the foot washing tubs, you know, they were washed, they were dried for the trays, et cetera. And the fasting and prayer group, there's a fasting and prayer Marco Polo group of some sisters that Diane is over. Can I say Diane is over? Yes, because it is a mature group. And they sent offerings too. You know, with those offerings, they purchased trays. They purchased bathroom cleaning items to those that were overseas that weren't able to come that did send offerings. Thank you. You know, I personally live my life by faith, and so do all of those that are on community. So when you are blessed in the communities, we benefit from that. Our life is based on what you guys are able to give and what our leaders are able to share, and I really personally appreciate that. That's a deep level of appreciation for me and just a sacrifice that you guys give. It's a team effort. I can't do it or live this without you guys. You know, the Most High Yah raises up those to give. So, you know, so many shout-outs or so many shows I walk away from with sisters in my mind, and I say, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really got somebody in my heart that I should have, you know. But Yah didn't forget you. If I forget you tonight, Yah didn't forget you. Mm-hmm. He doesn't forget you. Saw what you did, and he saw what you were able to do, even if it was just watching your master's children and bringing a good spirit to fellowship, or even to the, you know, to the chow hall. Something you did behind the scenes, picking up trash that you didn't drop, you know. So thank you so much. And Lucia, anything else? Take your time.
Yes, hallelujah. I did want to give a shout out to Mama Diane. Thank you so much. I did get to work with her. I think it was Tabernacle briefly. And this was about three feasts or 3 years ago or two, maybe off on the numbers. But even working with her, I see the difference in how the reefer is. And then the reefer was uphill at that time. And, of course, she had the mule. The mule was alive then. But it was I was grateful for even that, learning from Mama Diane. And I saw how she ran it. And it was just amazing. And I thank you, Mama Diane, for your righteous example. And I bless you for it. Hallelujah. Blessings to Elder Becker's house. Hallelujah. I think there was something else I did want to share. You know, just that I'm so grateful just to be a vessel used for the Father. And, you know, every opportunity that I am given, and sometimes I miss it, but I thank y'all for even showing me that. You know, I'm just glad to be used for, you know, for His glory. So I say all praises to the Most High Yah.
Can I get an all praises to the Most High Yah?
All praises to the Most High Yah.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Oh, Lucia, we love you. Pandy, come on up. You got something else? Let's hear it. Pandy, I'm telling y'all, Pandy was instrumental.
So I definitely want to give a shout out to all the Orlanders, to Sister Tammy, Sister Ashley, Sister Carolina, Sister Angelica, everyone who just 24/7, 365. Hallelujah. And then a special thanks and shout out to North Carolina, Sister Ashley, Kia, Talia, and Carol for stepping in to help with snack cleanup that night. I appreciate you all. We can do all things through the Messiah Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise y'all. I think you can hear our growth and our love and our service for the saints on the show. That's a big one up for all of us who, you know, that's what it's about, right? When those chore lists get empty, and Pandy reports it, and I go, Pandy, you take your pen, and you take that chore list, and you walk around, please, you get somebody to sign up. And she's like, oh, okay, me? You know, like, you want me to do that? Yes, Pandy did it. All right, so like Sakina reminded you, please call in with your testimonies, your healing and deliverance, your gratefulness, or your shout-out tonight. Yes, go ahead.
May I share this scripture?
Please.
Okay, it's Philippians 2, 3. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Hey, read it one more time.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Praise Yah. If we can do that, I'm telling you, Yah's spirit will move. Hallelujah. He will heal. He will love. He will abide amongst us. He will do all the things we need him to do. Please, Father, never forsake us and bow your ear towards the daughters of Zion. We are broken and we need help. Praise Yah. Shout out to Erica Polidor and Karel Polidor. Thank you for your conversations. And thank you for your time, Karel, for coming over. Bless you, Lucia. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Bless y'all, family.
Hallelujah. Nothing for vainglory. That's a good verse. All right. Let's see. Bless you, bless you. Let's go to the next one. Got two more callers lined up. It's going to be the end of the show. If no one else has anything to share, just giving you that heads up. Let's go to area code 785. Hallelujah. 785. You are live on Sister to Sister. Shalom. Welcome. And who are we speaking to?
Shalom. Bless you. This is Sister Jasmine Teamer.
Hallelujah. Jasmine Teamer. Bless you. Everybody bless you.
Bless you.
Praise Yah. Sister Jasmine, share from your heart. Hallelujah. From Elder's Home, share what you got. I asked Jasmine to call in as well. So come on, talk to us.
Hallelujah. Are you getting feedback? Because I was getting a little bit. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me okay.
Thank you for asking. No, ma'am. You're very clear.
Okay, yes, very ma'am. Oh, man. It's like, where to begin? I did want to agree with Mother Jennifer when she said, or she just expressed, like, the joy she gets in seeing some of the same faces year after year. Like, I'm excited always to meet new sisters. It's just even more exciting when I can keep seeing you coming back year after year. And it makes me think about something that Pastor Corey said during his and Pastor Muir's message at the leadership meeting about, you know, knowing that when we're apart from each other, we're keeping ourselves. I'm keeping myself for my brothers and sisters and for the saints and for Yah. And when I see, you know, the same faces, it's like, oh, okay, hallelujah. You've been keeping yourself so that we can all keep striving to make it to the kingdom. So it's just a joy every time I get to set foot on the land and be in the midst of Yah's people and in a place where the Father has written his name and the fruit is evident. My master did want to make sure that I express, like, what a privilege it is to serve, because our hearts and our minds are the same in that manner. So, like, when he said that, it was like, oh, hallelujah, that's already in my notes, because this was Missouri's first time, like, having to do a whole entire meal without having an overseer. So I enjoy opportunities to mature and, you know, allowing my flesh to be pressed so that I can see, okay, yes, hallelujah. I've grown in this area. So compared to my first time being in the kitchen at Straightway and about to be in tears because I thought I messed up the bread, to this time being in the kitchen without an overseer and being at peace and, you know, just things going smoothly. And I just was we all was just praising the Father the whole time and just grateful for the opportunity to serve in that manner and feed the saints. I'm trying to think. But going back to, like, the servitude, I just want for all of us to, like, keep in mind that being a willing servant is a part of, like, as you said, that what the Father has charged us to be in this life, and not being a servant where you're keeping tabs, well, like, I did this for you, so you should do this for me, but letting the love you have for y'all's people be shown in what you touch by loving not just in word but in deed. And so I just pray that, you know, we continue to seek out those opportunities to serve in ways that maybe we've never served before, or serve in ways that we might not have wanted to serve, like taking the dirty jobs, cleaning the porta potty, or like you said, Sister Nanette is in there washing dishes all the whole feast. Bless you, Sister Nanette, because that's where I first met you, was in the kitchen washing dishes. So, hallelujah. Sister Ashley, do you have anything? Or I have a few more things that I wanted to express.
Oh, no, please speak freely. I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay. Hallelujah. I wanted to say bless you to Sister Bree and Sister Marissa for their servitude and sort of just their presence on our snack night. I felt like a lot of things didn't go how they should have, but things went how they should have. Y'all made a way. And I was grateful that we were able to get a hold of you, Sister Ashley, and just how at peace and sort of nonchalant you were, like, oh, yeah, just get the chicken and the hot sauce and the cheese and make this dip. And everything turned out well, and I was just like, praise y'all. Sister Brittany and Sister Narissa never, like, they never said anything. They asked if I needed anything or, like, you know, offered their assistance. But just their presence sort of said to me, oh, okay, get it done fast, get it done correctly. Like, there was just a strength and a subtle admonishment not to have snack be late, or not to, you know, to make sure that there was enough of everything that needed to be sent up. So I appreciate those types of things. I also wanted to say bless you to Sister Justice and Mom Margaret for their assistance during our snack night. I wanted to say bless you to the Goshen sisters that showed up on our dinner day when we had to cook. We didn't know we was going to need extra hands, but the Father sent them, and they stayed the whole time. Sister Mama Tina, she was in there with me stirring pots, and I think Sister Bridget, Sister Hava, they were just there, and I appreciate them making themselves available in that manner. And then the last thing that I had was just to all my sisters, like, don't let it just be at the hub that your joy is overflowing or your servitude is excellent and you're walking in the Spirit of the Most High, y'all, that, you know, you got a song on your heart. Take those things home, back to the homestead, back to the community, back to your master's home, back to your fellowship, and keep those types of things with you. I keep always hearing Mother Chris's voice where we will not be hypocrites. Let's take that and apply it in every area that we can so that we are not hypocrites, and that it's not just at the hub that you see those willing sacrifices and the willingness to come and serve and we loving our sisters, you know, in an excellent manner and going above and beyond. That should be a way of life in general for all of us. Remember what you've heard, you know, and what you've witnessed in righteousness, and take it with you and walk in it. So, you know, it's so many people. You could shout out all the teams, the serving team, the reefer truck. Bless y'all for all that you all do. Blessings to my shepherd, Pastor Dow, and his whole household, and our elders and our deacons and teachers, and blessings to my master for just allowing us to serve in the manner that we were able to. I love y'all. I love my sisters. I love Straightway.
Praise God. Praise y'all from Kansas City cornbread because we called it unleavened cake. Everybody called it unleavened cake. Hey, I knew y'all were working with minimal, and I admire the X factors. That's kind of what I called all the things that are going to arise at a feast means that you can't plan it. You know, you can't plan this. This change needs to be made. This needs to be added, or this needs to be taken away. You can never do that. And so, I appreciate the maturity that each group has to. Hey, find me when you need me. Call me. I took those calls, but the X factors are there, and that's what keeps me, as you said, nonchalant. You know, it keeps me. I remember Narissa. Didn't we have a funny conversation? Narissa talked about her first time in the kitchen because you got it planned out. Like it's gonna go this way. Down to the pan, down to the noodle, you know, and then something happens. And that's straightway, as Heidi says in the background. And so me and Narissa have laughed about, you know, our first times and coming on up, you know, from the way that we hoped that it would be. And then if it didn't mess up and if it didn't have X factors and be altered, then how could we grow? How could we manage stress? Yeah. How could we, you know, what we are? And so I expect it and I want it and I'm really chill about it. It is Yah's feast and dare we try to control that. Hallelujah. Thank you for your words and your admonishments. Thank you so much. Keep pressing. Bless Kansas City. I praise Yah for the blood message. I keep hearing some of the saints on the land. I talked to the leader yesterday. He said, I'm just chasing the letters. I'm just chasing the letters. Yeah. You know that really?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you for having me. Blessings to all the sisters there with you. Hold on. The Sister Turner and the twins want to say shalom.
Hey, Turner and the twins. Hallelujah. Let's out-shout Turner and the twins with a hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right back at you, twins. Thank you, Turner. Good to see you. Praise Yah. Jasmine, have a good night.
You too. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Stephen, Wenda would like to shout out Mother Carol for the Marco Polo videos that she took for them at the dining hall at the, you know, during the feast, and for all the saints who gave them a shalom on that video. I also wanted to shout out all the sisters on the Skype chat after the Sister to Sister show. It's still going strong. Dorothy King wanted to shout out Judah's Closet. How could we forget? I saw children lining up to even go there and coming out with goods. And a shout out to all the sisters on the... Let's see, all the saints who fellowship with us worldwide for the feast. So, International Steve, there you go. Just continuing to be a light to the nations. Thank you. All right, we're going to the next caller. Hallelujah. Let me see. Sakina, is that the same one? I hope I'm not bringing you back up, Jasmine. Let's see. Area code 678. 678. We are live on Sister to Sister. Shalom.
Bless you, Sister Ashley. This is Sister Natiri.
Natiri, I needed you and expected you to call tonight as well. Tell everybody what you oversee during the feast, the team that you work with. What do y'all do?
Okay. This year was my first time overseeing the inside of the chow hall. So the inside of the chow hall serving team. It was a very good experience. I want to thank Mother Jennifer for that opportunity. She saw something that I didn't, but I just thank her for just pushing me and encouraging me and letting me know, like, hey, you know what to do. Just execute. My goal was really to learn her mind on what she desired, especially for the elders' tables down to the decorations, to let some of the weight off of her shoulder. Because as a mother in Israel, she has a lot to do, has to be a lot of places at one time. So if I could just take one thing off her hands, I felt accomplished.
Hallelujah. If y'all remember Natiri and Jasmine, they were the last voices on our series, our polygyny series, pre-feast. And Natiri, very, very diligent, ma'am. I can honestly see why Mother Jennifer would pick you, and as well as everyone that's in their right place. So you know, from your questions about the trash bags, the 8-ounce cups or the 12-ounce, the to-go containers, the forks, the cutlery, elders' table, everything was diligent. Everything was thought out. Pre-feast, is there anything I could do? You know, you're asking. We're communicating, sending each other videos. I praise y'all for Polo. It really allows a lot of fellowship to go on year-round with each of us.
Yes.
And you were very, very diligent in what you wanted to ask and what the time that you wanted to occupy, you know, never to be with me long or just really considering, hey, let me get this question in, let me step back, you know. And it wasn't even about that for me, because it's about the feast and whatever is needed and whatever call I need to make. But for you, it's really respectful, get in, get out. Same for Jasmine, you know, camera lady, one of them, Tanisha, too.
Yes.
Check this out, though. Here we are. Here's the setting. I'm going to lay out the setting, okay? I'm in the row where pastors, was it Shabbat message? Yes. And we're in the row, and everybody's clapping because someone's going to a community, and no one in my row knows. And I'm like, I don't feel like, you know, yeah, if I don't even know, like, what? Like, what am I clapping for, and who's the who? And so afterwards, I found out it was you. So a lot of people knew it was you and where you were going, but not I. So when I found out, you just heard, see, from behind me, hallelujah. It's you. You're getting added to community in Yah's time, whenever that day may be.
Hallelujah.
His holy name up for that. Thank you so much for your diligence, and I'm sure Elder Rufus approved that. I'm sure Pastor sees and agrees. I'm sure whatever leader was involved as well. I'm just seeing that light in your husband's eyes and in his home. So praise his holy name, right? Talk to us. You're going to a community.
Yes, ma'am. So exciting. So exciting. We've been praying about it. My husband has been preparing his household for it. So it was just like, wow, it's here. We're going to community. We got invited to community. So, yes, we will definitely miss Georgia, even though we will still get to fellowship every Shabbat with the saints. But to be able to be added to Straightway Cleveland is a blessing, and it's an honor. And it was my husband's vision. So just hallelujah. All praises to the Most High for it.
All praises to the Most High. Hey, before I let you go, is it stressful to do what you do up front in the chow hall with the elders' table, with those who run it? Well, is it stressful?
It can be, but the Father put a lot of wonderful people in position inside as well as outside, but inside to help balance everything. So it wasn't like all the weight was on just my shoulder. We got the vision. I was able to, we had Sister Jasmine, Sister Sonia, Sister Christina, Sister Gabby, and even our daughter Madison. Mama Jaja was up there, so it helped. We knew what the table needed to look like, and every day the goal was just to execute it, make sure we had the fruit. We had candy baskets this year for the elders' table, make sure everybody had their seats. Overseeing, just making sure it flowed. It's nice to see the same saints year after year. So we were able to put out the high chairs for certain communities because we knew where the children were going to sit, and they always come in first. So we was able to set that up. The consistency, we had a really good group. We had sisters volunteering, so it was like crunch time, and, oh, man, we could use some extra help. And sisters made themselves available, so it really helped. I had you on the line, and I just appreciate you making time to continuously communicate with me, answer my questions. I had Sister Amara, who was just a wonderful help. It was times, like you said, it was times that, for things that you couldn't prepare for. So when it was like super windy and the food needed to be served from the inside, we had to readjust. But the communication and the camaraderie between the serving team, between indoor and outdoor, every time we had to do it, we were able to make adjustments to make it flow better. We had, I want to say thank you to Sister Pandy, because she made sure, like, I had all the elders' dishes. They got down downhill. She was diligent on making sure that she washed them and brought them back up. So that was just one less thing that I had to worry about and account for when I came in early to make sure we had everything. We had everything every time. So I am very grateful for that. And Mama Zsa Zsa for her words of wisdom, because seeing how it was my first time, she would encourage me. And the Father worked through her to just put my mind at ease, give me different things to think about, help increase my confidence. I want to say thank you for, to Young Freeman and Deacon Gorman's chair team, because my goal was to make sure, like, anytime we had service, we had enough recliners to be over there at the tabernacles, enough chairs, time that needed to be in the right amount of numbers, as well as getting them returned from the tabernacles back to the chow hall. Sister Tammy, she was on it, because when I could not find the napkins because they were in a different type of packaging, I went down the hill and you told me to just grab all the napkins that I needed, and I did that. But she came back the next morning and went through and she found some in the trailer so I could return the other ones back. But just those type of things that made the job easier. You know, that assistance, the availability that the on-land saints made for the serving team so we had what we needed and was able to make adjustments accordingly. This was my first time actually having an opportunity to help during deliverance this feast. So that was really a blessing just to be a vessel for the Father to use, and I was very grateful for the opportunity. And I'm just trying to see what we can improve in for the next feast.
I know you are. I know it blesses anyone who's able to help at deliverance. So just a thank you to them. You know, when you go from maybe needing it to doing it, there is a shift, you know, emotionally for each of us where you go, man, I get to help somebody. You know, I've strengthened myself to help someone. At the same time, it doesn't stop any of us from continually getting it. But I wanted to say, too, thank you to Johanna and Tammy and Barb for looking out for Granny Ruth the entire time. Johanna takes over the tea, runs the tea the entire time, makes all the tea that we need while she's here and on the land. And Sister Amara is now a land saint, but she runs every shift. She's at every shift at the chow hall,
yes,
with the exception of any other duties maybe that she had or whatever. So I wanted to say thank you to her because she's done that since being way out in California, you know, every breakfast, every dinner that she's needed. So, hey, I got an international call, so I'm going to drop you. Oh, wait, it dropped. Sorry. I was going to you next. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. That's all right. Anything else, Nateri?
I just want to say thank the saints, thank the sisters, just for having a good spirit. Just thank the serving team, everybody who volunteered, all the young daughters, they did amazing. And let's just keep up the good work. Just like Sister Jasmine said, let's take it home. Let's increase our servitude at home, outside of the feast, when no one's looking in your household. Let's just continue to do it with love. Be a cheerful giver, because the Father is watching us when no one else is. And I want to say thank you to Mother Jennifer, just for putting that request in for those shoes for me. It definitely was a blessing because my feet was not going to be able to hang. So she came through, and I appreciate that, Mother.
Hallelujah! Oh, praise Yah! Let's go to the next caller. Shalom, Nateri. Thank you for your call.
Shalom. Bless you.
Praise Yah. I think, I think all the callers that I ask have called except one, and I'm going to hold her for last. So now I got some callers in the queue that I didn't ask, and this is good news. Let's see. 864, you're live. My sister and sister, 864.
Bless you.
Yes. Hey, Shalom.
Hey,
yes,
Shalom.
Ma'am.
This is Sister Margaret from South Carolina. Hey.
Hallelujah. I know that voice.
You know that voice. Bless you, Sister Ashley. Bless Mother Jennifer, too. Hey, I just want to just get my input in, if I could, about
Yeah, just the Passover in general, everything was beautiful. Just the fact that I got a chance to get some deliverance as well as healing. And just first I want to bless Pastor Dow and his house first. I don't want to be out of order. So just bless Pastor Dow and Mother Carol, Mother Nellie, and Sister Summer and the family. And just the hub. Bless everyone. But, yeah, I just wanted to mention the fact that everything was so beautiful. Can you hear me?
You said everything is so beautiful, and then you dropped off on us.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me now, Ashley?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Knowing that the deliverance and the way that the Passover went, everything was just so spiritual. It was a spiritual invite from the Most High, just the beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit being there. I enjoyed it, even from the foot washing to breaking the bread and drinking the wine. All of it was just great. And then with the servitude, it was a wonderful thing to be able to work with people that I haven't, sisters that I haven't had an opportunity to work with before. And it was just great that we did get a chance to work with Missouri and Sister Jasmine and just the way that everything was just in order. Everything was just laid out so perfectly. Even when we were in the kitchen and, you know, just everybody just was willing to lend a hand to help out and just do their part. And it was just beautiful. Everything was just beautiful. And I know all this has been said, but it's just to be known that even when we were working with Mother Diane and Mama Lisa with washing the foot washing tub, it was just the spirit of humility and the spirit of just help all over. You could just feel it all in the atmosphere, and it was just a great thing.
Hallelujah, praise Yah. Thank you for calling. Thank you for pushing that one and getting in the caller queue. I'm gonna go to my international caller that just popped up. Mom Margaret, Grandma Barb's right behind me. She says I love you and shalom.
Hallelujah, shalom, bless you, and I love you all too.
Hallelujah. I am going to pull up my international, and then I'm going to ask Grandma Barb to come to the mic. So let's hear from 2547 and so many other numbers. You're live on Sister to Sister. Who are we speaking to?
Shalom, Sister Mama Ashley.
Shalom. Tell everyone who you are.
This is Sister Haina from Kenya.
Hallelujah. Can I get a shalom, Sister Hannah from Kenya? 1, 2, 3.
Shalom, Sister Hannah from Kenya.
Praise Yah. Sister Hannah, thank you for your offering.
Thank you.
Share your heart. Yes, ma'am. We're listening.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I wanted to make sure that I give all my sisters the opportunity to call in before I do. That is why I ended up hanging up. Yes, ma'am. But I praise the Father, first of all. All praises to the Most High. And I thank the Father for the return of the man of Yah, our shepherd, Pastor Darwell. The word says that without a vision, the people perish. And I'm truly humbled as an international sister to be able to partake of what Yah is doing. And I just wanted to call in to say that I see the love, and I'm truly enjoying the testimonies, and I'm grateful and humbled to be able to partake of the benefits of Yah, especially this faith, hallelujah, with
hallelujah.
The deliverance the healing, the restoration of the people of Yah. I'm just truly, truly thankful to be able to be part of this ministry and to enjoy the love. I truly love poor Sister Ashley. It's so funny. Sister Jasmine added me to the deep cleaning kitchen group.
Hallelujah.
Praise yes, ma'am. And even at that, I was just so happy, even though I was not there, but in my heart, I still knew I was there. And yeah, I don't really want to take so much of your time. I just wanted to say that I love you all and thank you for being a willing willing servant that the Father can use. Yes, ma'am.
Praise Yah. Thank you so much. I learned years ago on Pastor's Blog Talk Radio show when he would take calls from international callers and those who spoke different languages, he would speak slower. He would be slow to speak back to them and give them the air time. So that's all I wanted to do was just move out of the way, let you speak, and try not to cut you off. So special shout-out to Pastor Dow. Remember Grandma Barb all those years of early blog talks and all the callers? It's changed so much now, of course. But Sister Hannah, you're getting a lot of thank yous and hallelujahs from the chat room tonight, from those that are hearing your voice. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Praise Yah. Bless you. Have a good night.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. All right. I got three more callers, so I'm cutting it off right there. Three more callers. Grandma Barb, come on up to the microphone and give us something from your heart tonight.
Well, bless you, Sister Ashley, and bless you, sisters. I couldn't help, but I had to say something about the men that we have and their faith that they have passed down to us. And when I listen to you sisters talk so beautifully about how you are getting along and how all the teams ran and everything, it just blessed my heart, because one of my favorite things is to see those leaders up there and just think about all that they have done, and especially our shepherd, our overseer, Pastor Charles Dow, the amount of things that he does behind the scenes. And I have to laugh with Ashley. She says, early days, we started out just in the dining hall doing a Passover once a year.
Wow.
It's grown to this magnitude of blessings that he can share and bring about. So thank you all for all that you do as far as your offerings and supporting
yes.
the hub and
wow.
all that you do. Because
wow.
Pastor Dallas, the most faithful man with the ministry that I've ever seen, I like to thank him. And then I couldn't help but thinking about the planning. If you all knew, because I get to watch these polos here at the Hub and see all the planning that goes on behind the scenes. I wanted to send a special blessing not only to the pastor but Mother Carol. That woman carries a load like no one else has any idea. We ask her how many potatoes, and same with Ashley, how many potatoes. I mean, if you knew that they have, their brains have to function and soar through all this stuff, thank you them. And also Carolina and Vicki, those two sisters with shuffling all the things that come in from you all and all the behind the scenes that they do. I want to give a shout out to them and just thank you, sisters, for all that you do. Every one of you, like you said, you know that you've done a little something here. We appreciate it. Love you all. And thank you, Elder Rufus, for doing a little healing, and Pastor Corey for your wonderful prayer times with me. I appreciate you all. Bless you.
Hallelujah. All the saints love to hear from Granny Barb. Love to hear from those of us who have been here years. And, hey, to Mother Carol, big shout out, because it's like, for me, it's like, hey, Mother, we're out of this. And then, oops, we found it. Hey, Mother, we're down to two of these. We need them, like tomorrow. Oh, oops, we got seven of them. Oh, we found them here, there, everywhere. Oh, we got to have these by such and such, you know. She's the list lady. She's the sent Sakina on a million runs to get everything we need. And don't forget to count ice and fill the cooler with the right amount of cubes. And thank you, Granny Barb, for your example and obedience, Sister Nanette says. And blessings and double honor to Pastor Dow and the household and the Hub from Sister Mahalia. And I don't know if y'all saw how handsome Deacon Bell was with his shirt on. It was a very nice new garment and shirt. Did you see that? Yeah. You noticed. That's great. Hallelujah. He was really handsome. I liked his shirt. And he's got a beloved brother, Zay. You know, it's like a son to me, really. Like a son to Deacon. And I'm like, Zay's going to like your shirt, honey. Zay's going to like your shirt. And I asked later on, did Zay like your shirt? Yes, they like my shirt. Hallelujah. So, hey, we're family. You know, thank you to all the hubs who open up their homes. You know, we have a lot of people who come in. Maybe it's fellowship. Maybe it's snack time. Maybe it's something you need or whatever. Thank you to every man and woman on this land that opened their homes up, and to so many of you who just want to stay out of the way, who just want to come to serve. All right, we got 3 more phone calls. And we're going to wrap it up. Let's go to area code 917. You're live. Sister, step away from your computer, please, so you can just hear my voice through your phone. Hallelujah, you're live. As we used to say, going once, going twice. That was back in the old days, too, 917. All right, let's go to 816. 816, you are live. Step away from your speaker. Talk directly to your phone. 816, who are we speaking to? 816.
King.
Uh-oh. All right. So, looks like the last caller for tonight could have been a couple accidents. On pressing number one, or maybe just a delay that causes that too. I could have said many other times throughout the show, make sure you guys step away from your speaker, so I'll take that hit. I'm going to the last caller for tonight, and the last one on purpose. I kind of probably surprised you by reaching out and saying, hey, I want you to call in, but we have a mother on the line. Bless you. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Ashley.
Hallelujah. Can I get a bless you, Mother Chris? 1, 2, 3.
Bless you, Mother Chris.
Praise Yah. Good to hear your voice. Bring up the rear. Talk to us about the feast or the show or anything the Most High Yah has laid on your heart and spirit. Thank you to all of Goshen for what you've done, what you brought, and your service for the King.
Hallelujah. Thank you for having me, Sister Ashley. It was just an honor to be at the feast. I just want to first just give all glory and honor to the Most High Yah for just inviting me as well as all the saints back for another Passover. Obviously, a very important feast. And just like my master always says, the most important feast is the next feast. And it holds a very seriousness in all of our hearts. And I'm just grateful to have been invited back, to have had the time prior to just purge and just repent even the more so, and be able to take the Passover just worthy because of the blood. And I'd like to thank my master just for leading us so well, for being just a wonderful shepherd here at Goshen. For extending just his time, his energy, his effort to all the saints here, for being so selfless all the time, for just wanting to give, for being just such a good example of what it is like to be a servant. I'm just so grateful to have him as our leader here at Goshen, and just all the saints here who just come together to do whatever we need to do to come to the feast and be servants. That's very important to our shepherd here, my master, is that we go to the feast to serve and take the burden off of Straightway. So for all the saints here who get behind that vision, like our elder Rob always tells us, get behind the vision and do what is expected. I appreciate every single one of my sisters and brothers here for having such willing spirits and having a desire to serve. And our shepherd, Pastor Dow, for just following Yah and being so submitted and being just that righteous leader that we all get to look to for a righteous example, because the word says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and I think we saw a whole lot of rejoicing at the feast, and I'm just grateful to have such an honorable shepherd leading the charge, and just Mother Carol and Mama Nellie and Sister Summer for setting the tone, for Mother Carol always being my example, and for planning and executing so well, and everybody else has been mentioned. I just the saints enough for all that went into the planning for the feast, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful feast, Sister Ashley.
Praise God. Thank you for visiting me, crying tears with me, and just having that moment and making yourself available. Just the small gathering that I had in the living room when you dropped by. Tabria, hallelujah. Glad I got a picture of her. She'll be bigger when I see her again. Hallelujah. Just to everyone there, thank you for supporting the vision. I know you guys got to grind to get there. I know you got to work through your flesh and purge to get there. You guys got a good thing going on. It's going to be tested. It really, really is. And so I appreciate every one of y'all. Ashley Miles, shout out to you. And to all the deacons' wives, bless y'all. We're only deacons' wives because our men, right, have the gift and the oil poured on their heads. So blessed be the name of the Most High Yah. And, of course, Pastor Dow gets a high five and a thank you just from all of us. Everybody who couldn't call in, didn't call in, but want to say thank you and love you for opening up the home and starting the vision and kicking off the Most High Yah's will being done. The Most High Yah is to receive the glory. That's the truth. Thank you for your diligence, Mother Chris. Lots to learn on your journey ahead of you in order to be who you need to be for the daughters of Zion. And thank you for being who you are now. Bless you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. All right. I'm going to end tonight with Everlasting Life. Y'all know that one, right? From the official Goshen Hits, Volume 1. We hope that our recap was as good as Lion's Den. That was a good recap. So let's end it with Everlasting Life. I thought I might play my song, Shooky One, over and over, but hey, we have some good callers. Thank you, Mother Jennifer, for listening, for just being willing to gracefully bow out and follow us from behind the scenes. I know when I say goodbye and walk away, then I'm going to think of all the other things I could have said. But I'm never bothered by that. Hallelujah. I've done too many shows to be bothered by what you could have, should have said. Elder Rufus taught me that. I listened to him on a video long ago, years ago, and he said it used to happen to him, or it did at that time. He's like, man, you always walk away going, I could have, should have said something, you know. But it always comes out right on time, and whatever needs to be said was said. So thank you to everyone behind the scenes who didn't have their name called and who don't care if their name was called. It's not about vainglory. All things done unto the Most High Yah. I'm thankful to have the microphone in front of me to be the mediator between you and the audience. And I'm thankful for everyone who drove here tonight to listen to this show. I'm thankful for everyone behind me. Can I get a hallelujah behind me?
Hallelujah!
Praise Yah. Heidi, keep growing. I really appreciate Heidi. Here we go. Everlasting Life. If you know it, sing it. And Sakina's going to hit that shofar after this song. Good night.
joy is my strength. By His blood I've been redeemed. By His blood I've been set free. Whom His blood sets free is free, truly free indeed. By and by, when I face life, don't have to worry, I will be alright. Cause there's a land with no more strife. Well, I have
thank you.